Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Previously on Greetings, Adventurers. Emperor Beauregard, renowned for killing the last of the dragons. He also drove off the wizards and smashed the White Spire. His secret was Theonite, a magical metal with strange properties.
There's a Theonite mine in the town.
I want to get to the bottom of who killed this young boy. Oh. This fur was found at the scene, as well as a drip of wax.
Ugnos is the banned god of violence, murder, bloodshed, and pain.
Rourke is gone.
I think she went out the back.
You can see in one of the upper windows of the decrepit, broken-down white tower, a little flicker of a candlelight.
Why is that going on?
Leave her alone.
My company will pay for all pussy damages.
I have to put on my suit.
Great.
It's an amazing gnomish invention.
Decacog. I get it.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
You want to go talk to some bear folk?
Absolutely.
We are sending additional adepts.
I will take care of this.
And if you don't, there will be consequences. A 7 or 8 foot tall bear standing on its hind legs.
She was stone dead. Regnir be praised. He worked his powers through me and I was able to bring her back.
If you ever find me dying again, don't you dare use magic on me. You let me die.
At that, you hear the blast of a war horn.
They're coming.
Who's coming, friend?
Yeah, wait, who?
Well, you know that ogre.
The ogre is back, and he has 4 goblins with him.
Time for a rematch. It's me. And at this time, I've got a bunch of chains around my neck. Koala T. Is one good? Is that one good?
Your character officially has depression now.
That would be a 22.
That definitely hits.
17.
Hits.
I want to hit as many wargs as I can, and then I'll throw a goblin in there, and I'll let you.
I mean, if it makes you feel better, 19 is not really as close to a 20 as it sounds.
So true.
20 it just feels.
Get away.
It runs. It runs so fast. The house is ablaze. Then you hear a bellow of, "My house!"
I want to try to run in and grab some stuff, because I don't have any way to fucking put this out.
I forgot I have 1 hit point.
You're going to loot?
No, I'm going to help him. Because I have no way of you know, freaking putting out that fire. And it sounds like it's completely engulfed, so I can't just, like, rip off the part, right?
If you would like to help Barry...
I would.
Then we shall do... our very first campaign to skill challenge.
Shit! Oh my gosh.
I'm so excited. Let's do it.
Now, for new listeners, we do skill challenges sometimes. So there was skill challenges in 4E, and then the critical hit guys kind of made cooler skill challenges. And then I did a lateral move and made them cool in a different way. So basically, I present the players with a bunch of different challenges. So maybe a building's on fire, and then they just totally freeform come up with a way that they use their own skills to solve that situation. And they roll, and if they... It's typically 4 or 8 successes versus, like, 3 or 6 fails to either succeed or fail the skill challenge. So what we do to start off is just everyone rolls initiative.
I got a 14.
Are we supposed to add anything to us? I'm so sorry.
It's initiative, so.
I got an 8.
So I got a 3, and my initiative is a 2, so what that means is I rolled a 1 just then.
19.
Speedy.
Zoom, zoom.
Well, we have a blazing fire. Is Screech Echo going to help?
Well, I'm currently still visible to, I don't know who in this party, but I mean, I think it would be, like, safe to say, like, there's a... everybody's attention's kind of on the fire.
Yeah, that's true.
Fair.
Yeah.
I have a high passive perception, but, you know, fair.
I know we talked about me dropping my outer layer of clothing to reveal my costume as being a free action, but what about now, considering that my costume is the under layer, like, how would I get back into my clothing?
That is going to take an action.
Yeah.
I would think.
Or, Michael, I drop my costume.
Okay.
And now...
Now a nude Screech appears?
Yes.
Don't burn yourself!
You don't wear underwear?
No. And the fur is so comfortable. You don't understand. The fur. I mean, Screech doesn't say that, because you'd be like, what fur? Okay, so there's fire blazing.
So last we saw is you walked out front, we fought some goblins, and you're coming back nude.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my god, my clothes were stolen by goblins.
What were you doing?
I was trying to help. I was fighting, there's not enough time for this whole conversation. Yeah, are there buckets of water, Michael?
I mean, look, this is free form.
Okay.
I mean, you could use I'm sure that this bear person has a bucket. You could use an investigation to find a bucket.
I'm gonna investigate the nearest water source.
Okay, that's a great one.
11.
You look around and you don't see any water.
Damn, that sucks, bro.
Oh boy, that's gonna make this hard.
Alright, Chuck.
There's obviously a train that goes by his house.
What?
And it has one of those water towers.
We're in the forest.
You said it's our... Okay, fine. Okay, so I see a nude Screech come out and I say to him, what are you doing? Put your clothes on.
They were stolen.
Wait, Screech is incredibly hot, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I probably take off my, outer cloak and throw it on you and then tell Rourke, don't look at him.
Rourke respectfully, yet whenever no one else disrespectfully looks at Screech.
Don't do it. And I want to... Does he have... He probably has, a freaking, water trough or something like that for his... Chickens?
I mean, Screech just looked for a body of water and didn't see
one. Yeah, but he sucks at it.
I do notoriously suck at looking for water.
Does he have a well or anything?
Hey, that's water. We can't do anything with water now.
No. I'm not saying there's not water. I'm just saying he didn't find any.
Get one of those sticks that's that has the rod, the dowsing rod.
I'm not doing a dowsing rod. It's, they don't work. And they're also outlawed. They got outlawed by the Emperor Beauregard because he thought they were real.
I'm sorry. I thought this was fantasy.
No, they're illegal. It's a thing.
I will say that there is a small barn next door. So there could be, a trough would probably be in that vicinity.
I thought you were just suggesting it as so he has another building he could live in if his house burns.
Yeah, now
down.
I'm we don't need to save that. He has a second house, man.
Whatever, man.
Make this all chic, cottagecore. What's up?
I'm still laughing at Jennifer not thinking that there might be water in the barn, but oh, there's that. That's where the dowsing rod is kept.
There's milk in there.
Why would you have water when I can lead you to it? Well, I am thirsty. Okay, well, I want to try an athletics check roll, Michael, to pick up a big thing of water and give it a toss, if that's doable.
Okay, great.
Jennifer, bless the dice. I know it's going to work. It's going to be good. Yeah, what's up, baby?
Give me kisses.
You bitch. You fucking piece of shit. I rolled a 1.
Yeah, why did you have me bless it?
I thought it was going to work, reverse psychology.
No!
Well, I rolled a 1, Michael. 1.
That's what my kisses do.
Okay, so you run in and you wrench the trough up from the ground, and the bottom is rotted out, and just the bottom just drops out, and the water gushes everywhere.
I found the water, but I got rid of it.
God damn it!
Oh, it's because
it's that goddamn Screech's fault.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right. Well, Rourke, you're up now.
Okay.
The house is very on fire.
Can I use an acrobatics check to fill a bucket with sand? I assume there is sand where we are. And throw sand on the fire.
All
right. I got a 7. So I think maybe instead I turn and I try to throw it at the fire, but I pocket sand like Screech in the face or something.
All right. Well, I don't think we've ever had a skill challenge where we failed before everyone even got a chance.
Oh my God, you're right. Ooh.
I do think that I am going to give Celine a shot. There definitely is water somewhere nearby.
That's what I'm trying to find.
Yeah, do a perception check to see if there's like a well or...
For sure.
Something. I would like to do that. I would like to do a perception check that now that the trough is rotted out. I would like to see if there's actually a well around here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 7 total.
Oof.
All right.
I'm sorry to bury, but your house is going to burn down, my dude.
Screech doesn't feel too bad about it. When I drop my costume, I am standing right next to that warg still, the dead warg.
Okay, great.
So take into account, if anyone were to be peeking around, that it would be blending in with the warg fur.
Oh, yeah.
Naturally.
Good thinking.
What would I roll to see how big my hog is?
D20.
Yeah, D20. I didn't know if it was like a skill.
Do it. Roll D20.
Wait, is each number an inch? Is it like
each number is an inch? Yeah.
Oh no! This is the most important roll of my life. No. Okay. Now, flaccid or hard, Michael?
Oh boy!
I should get two rolls. One for flaccid, one for hard.
Yeah, you should do two rolls.
Okay.
And no matter what, you can swap them around.
That was okay. So the first roll, I rolled a 4.
Okay,
and I was like, okay, I get that's flaccid. And then I rolled and I got a 1.
That's solid flaccid.
Oh man!
Traditionally, erections happen with blood flow to the penis. Mine gets hard by condensing.
One more roll for Gur.
Oh my God! I'm 4 inches flaccid, 1 inch rock hard. 2 inches around.
Jesus.
I wasn't sure where to put it on the character sheet, so I put it as backstory.
So this place is just, you realize, nothing doing. This place is toast.
Yeah, should we just like start trying to like get various things out of this house? Can we?
Yeah, very, so he, yeah, he's definitely running in and grabbing some personal effects, just because the roof is just hugely on fire.
I want to help. Michael, can I do a perception check to find important things within his home?
Sure.
All right. Let me show you how it's done. All right. Bless it.
Why are you doing this? I did it.
Oh, no!
Really?
I got a two!
I'm telling you!
I want a divorce. Too much smoke! Sorry, man.
Yeah, he's, like, not going back in, and he goes, well, I guess that's it for this old place. Maybe it is time to upgrade the bar.
Man, I'm just so sorry that this happened. I can't help but feel responsible.
Oh, it's definitely not your fault. You all probably saved my life tonight.
Well, you wouldn't have seen the ogre if it wasn't for you saving my daughter and this new... Are you gone? Where's Screech?
Screech is, like, behind a tree, but visible.
I did say I threw you my cloak.
Yeah, you got a cloak on.
Okay.
But maybe we're all rolling so bad you didn't catch it, and it also somehow... And it hit the ground and exploded.
And it shrunk my dick even more.
I gave you my dick shrinking cloak because my dick is so big. I need a cloak to make my dick not kill everyone.
I'm there. I'm wearing a cloak.
Okay. And this piece of trash that's never there when we need him.
I was attacked by goblins
and worse.
They stole my clothes.
They ripped your clothes off your body?
No. They made me take them off and hand them to them and then dance.
What did you dance?
I don't know what dances are called.
Michael, can I do an insight check?
Yeah.
Jennifer, can you bless this for me?
Okay. I don't know why you want me to. I blew on it.
Okay.
Okay, that was good.
Respectable. That is a delicious 23 on insight on my good friend Screech Echo.
You don't believe that he was really forced to dance.
Okay. I wanted to dance.
Well, I got distracted. Sorry, Barry. I'd offer my couch, or heck, you can even have my bed as a way of thanks. Back in Rhymeford, but I know you probably don't want to come to town. But I'm happy to come out and help you cottagecore up your barn, and I can bring some buds as a way of oopsie doopsies.
I would really appreciate that.
Which I did offer two things, so I kind of got to know what's do you want to come into town as before your barn gets ready, or
nope? No, thank you.
Oh, God bless you, Sabine.
Oh, it's so smoky.
I guess we just stand there and watch it burn.
Well,
anyone have any marshmallows?
We didn't leave anything in there, right? Not to be. I know that sounds exceedingly selfish, but
nah. You all can stay with me in the barn tonight if you like.
I'm tired as hell, so yeah, that'd be great.
There's a good patch of hay. And he goes and curls up in the big patch of hay.
Aw. We all curl up next to him? Can we snuggle with Barry?
Yeah.
You all snuggle against him, and then just every once in a while.
I don't.
Yeah, I was like, Celine.
Every single one of you snuggles with me.
No.
No.
We're all two of us on each side in his arms.
We are not there yet.
Yeah, so I feel like Celine would be, say, like, go to Chuck, let's say, and be like, so just to clarify, is he saying that this, we're just going to sleep on this straw?
Yeah.
There's not beds or anything.
It does not smell. It smells like animals in here.
Oh. Celine, I don't want to be rude, but that was a very, very stupid question. This is a barn. His house got burnt down, and it's a little selfish of you to ask to clarify about the beds.
Well, I just never had to sleep on the ground before.
Well, excuse me, princess. Sorry to that we didn't make it about you enough.
And Selena looks at him and is like, and then crosses her arms and walks outside the barn.
Cast sleep on yourself.
God, I'm gonna be curled up in a tree.
Could I, like, is this cloak big enough that I could, like, sling it up like a hammock?
I mean, Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if it's Chuck's cloak, sure.
Yeah, I'm 6'5" and quite big.
Yeah, I will make a hog hammock for myself.
Wait, now, I didn't like the way you said that.
I'm sorry. The way I said hog hammock didn't please you.
So wait, where are your clothes? Did your clothes burn up in the house?
Oh god, where did...
No, you changed outside.
Yeah. I could absolutely go get them, but I backed myself into a corner by saying they were stolen.
That's true. Early next morning, I collect firewood. Someone, I guess Barry has the exact same clothes as Screech. Okay.
They're all like neatly folded.
I think in the middle of the night, Screech would go out. He would go out. He would like kill a small animal, get some blood, smear it on himself, and come back, like, put some blood on, like, the clothes and stuff, and then come back and be like, yeah, I was cold, so it wouldn't got my clothes. I don't think Screech has claimed yet that he can't fight. It's just he always says that he's not there when it happens, right?
Right, yeah, he always has an excuse.
You never asked. You could use goblin corpses, too. You don't have to kill an animal. You don't have to murder an animal to sate your sicko rich person lust.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it's less wasteful.
That's serial killer shit, though.
Oh man.
No. This is dark.
You have to and I feel like goblins are like kind of like scrawny, right?
They can be. They can have a belly. They can be like little rascals.
Oh, yeah.
They're as varied as the day is long.
I just feel like you need to stitch some together to make it anything you could really wear.
Wait.
Jennifer, you think he's making... Jennifer, what do you think is happening?
He's going to put the skin... Oh, he killed them. I thought you were joking. I thought you were saying don't go kill an animal. You just take the goblin skins and put them on you.
Wait, no, I'm going to get my
now,
real...
You could be the green goblin, and now that's fun.
I'm going to get my real clothes that are out in the woods. I'm not making new clothes by skinning...
Okay, but you could for now, because Barry's clothes are all burned up. You could for now put on the clothes of the dead goblins, because there are some dead goblins.
That is true. Okay. Yeah, and it doesn't matter if their privates are exposed and they're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they ain't got no souls.
Yeah, they don't have souls.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that is a good point. That is a good point. I think I will put on... I will go retrieve my clothes because they were expensive. And I'll put on goblin clothes, conceal the other clothes so I can bring them back with me. But, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
I'll bet a lot of the clothes are filled with piss and shit.
Yeah, well, so are all of us.
Damn, if you think about it.
Wow.
Yeah, so you all snuggle up.
Celine definitely, like, stays outside all mad for a little while, but then she gets cold and she goes back inside the barn. But she, like, she starts off, like, not close to everyone, but then as the night goes on, she is also cuddled up with everybody.
Rourke leaves, like, a little blanket that is exactly 18 inches away from everyone else, so it's, like, just close enough, but it's, like, not, and then, like, everyone's like, no, don't look at her, don't look at Celine, don't bother her, and we go, like, pss, 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 pss.
18 inches, that could have been me if I'd rolled better.
So those who are snuggled up against Barry, every once in a while on the night, you can feel and hear him go as he sobs a little bit.
Aww.
Shouldn't have been a sinner.
Could I braid his little back hair?
Absolutely.
Can I do an insight check to see if he's the type of dude that wants to cry alone or if he wants to be comforted?
Well, insight.
I got a 20, unnatural, dirty, 20.
You think he probably wants to be comforted.
Let's pat his back and scruff his neck. Okay, super sorry, man. We're here for you.
It's okay. It's just, I grew up in a house.
Do you want your back hair braided?
It's happening regardless, but yes.
I would love that. Thank you.
Do you want me to put little decorative beads in it as well? Little trinkets from your home to remember it by?
Are you even braiding it if you're not doing that?
Honestly, perfect question, Barry, and I appreciate the fact of you calling me out like that.
God, I want to adopt Barry so bad. Let's burn his barn down.
Dad, can Barry come live with us?
I already invited him. He said no.
Okay, I'll ask him. Barry, I have a question.
Yeah?
What if you could have a brand new house that you didn't even have to build, and you could have the coolest roommates? It would be almost like a sitcom. I know you don't know what that is, but just trust me, it's very cool.
I don't either.
It's a thing with the kids you wouldn't know. We talk about it at band practice. And also, there's this really cool, unconventional lady that we know that she might be able to help you with any loneliness that you may have.
So you're saying you want me to move to the town?
I'm not saying anything, but I am just saying that if you want to have the time of your life, the opportunity is awaiting you just over the hillside or on the other side of the valley, wherever the town is from us directionally.
I don't think you understand. If I were to move to town, then it would be your house getting burned down when the people came with the torches and the pitchforks.
Oh, they wouldn't do that.
That wouldn't happen in Rhymeford.
Yeah.
That's not what my parents told me.
Well, you know, our parents tell us a lot of stupid shit, Barry. Present company excluded.
Jesus.
You cannot say my dad never said anything stupid.
I'd just love for my parents to be able to tell me anything.
Who said that?
Screech's little head peeks out from the hammock he's made.
Why do I think you're in the rafters?
It's real kind of you, and I'll think on it. I'm a little nervous, and I think I would be bringing that anxiety with me every day. So
that's fair.
But let me, it's very kind of you.
Rourke and I were on the run a little bit through the rest of the Empire around the time when she was a little girl. Well, still a little girl to me, you know what I'm saying? We settled in Rhymeford because everyone seems to be a little more chill and understanding. They don't ask questions if you don't need to, you know?
And if someone says anything, I'll fucking kneecap them for you, Barry.
Yeah, and I work with...
You and me, we're very deep now.
Yeah, and as... Rourke's godmother is clinically, she's a real silly goose.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she keeps everybody in line.
If you ever just want to come for a test run, we call those sleepovers. Please feel free. I'll braid your back hair more.
Maybe next harvest I'll come visit and I'll meet some people. We'll take it from there.
Well, then I'll pencil it in my schedule.
You know, this seems like the worst night of my life, but maybe it'll end up being the first night of my life.
Whoa. Lose a house but gain some lifelong friends?
Wow.
Heck, you should never have to make that choice, but at least it's not just lose a house, am I right?
From the hammock here, that's stupid. That would make you a baby.
Is your friend okay?
No.
Why was he naked?
Well, I guess the goblins stole his clothes, and then to try to show them he's still cool, he danced at them all nakedly. Yeah. But it didn't work. That's what he thought would work. Because I think rich folks do that in the capital.
That's what I've heard.
I've heard that.
And you don't think he's full of shit?
Oh, he definitely is, but I think he's working through his own stuff. I'm not sure to what extent we're whispering.
What?
My ears are burning! Don't say burning!
I was going to say, while this is happening, I think that in my brain, theoretically, Celine was asleep, but I feel like I should do some sort of a roll to like see if I wake up and hear it, but I don't know.
Would you be doing the classic thing? This is what I at least always did on a sleepover, where you would roll to the opposite side and you would pretend to be asleep.
They would pretend to be asleep.
You know, you could deceive them.
Yeah.
You can roll deception to trick them into believing you're asleep.
Yes, that's what I want to do. That's a 13.
That's good enough for me, baby. I don't give a shit.
Oh, 12. I can't do math.
Hey, that beats my passive anything.
I mean, it does not beat my passive, but right now it's Barry time.
But wouldn't you be concerned about talking about you and Rourke being on the run?
No.
Okay.
So that would go against wisdom rolls, right?
Yes. I'm not rolling, Michael. I choose to fail.
Yeah, that's fine. You can choose to fail.
Oh, shit. I rolled a nat 20.
Goo!
I rolled a nat 1.
Because you're the only one that doesn't have dark vision, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Damn.
I'm gonna have to figure out a way to fix that.
Rourke doesn't say anything. She doesn't let anyone know that she sees it.
It's berry time, baby.
Yeah, it's berry time. People are saying their feelings. There is no reason to hush anyone, because if they have a problem with anything that's being said, that's a problem on them and not on us. So we talk for the rest of the night and we share our dreams, our hopes.
No, I'm sleepy.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Well, talk until you fall asleep, you know. Pat Barry's back while you're like... Yeah, man, can I just say that I feel like Chuck has to snore so loud, right?
But in a good way.
He has sleep apnea.
I have a CPAP machine.
He brings it with him when he goes to hook up with someone. He's got a CPAP machine.
All right. I got to be on the right side.
I just feel like he's got to be like rattling the rafters.
How dare you?
You're sawing logs. Whereas when Celine sleeps, she sounds like...
Okay. All right, so you wake up. It is the fourth day of our campaign.
Oh my god.
Can I click long rest?
Yes, you can.
Oh, I need it because I have one hit point.
Absolutely.
Did we level up?
No.
Why not, Michael?
You haven't done anything.
You are such a liar. I came back to life.
We, like, tried to save Barry's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really beefed it.
Yeah, Nika, you don't level up. The three of us do.
No!
I guess Screech doesn't.
I just fought a whole pack of goblins for my clothes.
I did.
And danced for your life. That's good.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
All right, so what are you doing on this fine fall morning? It's getting closer to winter, but not much closer because it's been 4 days.
I guess we say our goodbyes to Barry.
Yeah, Barry's probably like, you know, shoveling up some coals and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I want to give him like, it's like looking through my shit. Here's 25 feet of rope.
Oh, thank you for this. I appreciate it.
But yeah, again, I can come back later and help out.
Thank you. I do appreciate it. You're always welcome here in my bar.
Well, cool. If you ever find yourself in Rhymeford,
come have a sleepover.
Come have a sleepover.
I will. I'll send you a message or something somehow. With magic, I'll do with magic.
Don't, Rourke, why did you come out here, though?
Well, because we came out here to... Screech, why'd we come out here? We came out here to ask Barry if he had noticed anything in the mines.
Oh my god, yeah, we came out to talk to you. I forgot all about that until this moment.
I think you were going to the Bear Village.
Isn't that what this is?
Yeah.
No. This is one guy.
But, like, also, doesn't he live kind of by the mines? We were going to see if there was any unusual activity going on in the area. And if he noticed anything about something that would have killed.
All right. I will say that this does seem to have led to a dead end as far as that goes.
Okay.
As far as Barry is concerned. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, then we just made a friend along the way.
Mm.
Oh. So I guess you could say it was an unnecessary risk. Low reward, high risk. But I think we all learned a lot from this situation. Wouldn't you say, Dad?
No, not at all.
Let's all get home and get a big bowl of Ratmas stew.
Yeah, I mean, the closest thing I learned is to get you a goddamn leash.
Okay.
Sorry, Barry. Bye.
Can I get a harness?
Yeah, a leash, harness, whatever. Choker, what? Not a big deal to me.
Chuck's so cool.
I don't think it's sex stuff.
I mean, okay, you didn't think it was, but I don't know the way that Rourke said it. It might have been.
My perfect angel would never ask for something like that.
I was just thinking about it in terms of, like, a harness is better because leashes are more choking hazards. And if I was going to be put on something, I'd want to be put on a harness in terms of, like, don't run away. But if we're doing other things, then...
We go back to town.
Okay, you head back to town. What are you all going to do on this day?
Oh, man.
I kind of want to go back to bed.
I mean, yeah, do we all sleep bad? Probably, right?
I think I want to work at the bar and try to get some rumors, Michael Dude Morrow.
Okay, you're heading back to the bar to get rumors.
You know, I'm working, doing my... I'm obviously
just
trying to get my
seeing what the scuttlebutt is.
My cash flow, but the ulterior motive is to carouse, so to speak.
Hey, Chuck, you ever find your daughter? Where'd you go last night?
Yes, and that's how it happened. It's, she got murdered by an ogre. Isn't that crazy?
Oh my god, she's dead?
No, there's a bear out there, a bear folk named Barry.
Oh, Barry.
And he's apparently a cleric of Regnir, and he brought her back to life. Isn't that wild?
You're kidding me.
Did you know that the bear folk had access to that level of magics?
Well, Chuck, when you're as old as I am, you've got a long memory. That's how it works. Old people remember everything. And, what were we talking about?
I was asking if you knew that they had that deep of magic.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's not that hard to access clerical magics. Don't believe the things that the fucking government tells you.
I'm standing right here.
Yeah. Don't you dabble?
I dabble. You're right. Of course, I don't want to, but sometimes I'm called to. You need a diamond to bring someone back to life.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up. Do you think he just had one of those?
Oh, we owe him so much money.
Well, Bring him a nice housewarming gift next time you visit
him. I kind of told him he could live here.
We did burn down his house, yeah, so...
You burned down his house?
Wait, we didn't burn down the house.
Because he used magic to save your daughter's life?
No. He,
Chuck, what are you doing?
I had to show Selena I was cool. I'm kidding. No, the ogre came back with some goblins and wargs.
Oh my god.
To finish the job. And since, you know, apparently Barry had been feuding with them.
I see.
So they probably would have fought eventually. So it was good that we're there. The goblins burned it down. But I think Barry killed that ogre. I'm not too sure.
Hmm. Well, I hope he did, because ogres suck.
Yeah, that's fair.
I dated one in high school.
Got a little grudge? That's fair.
Yeah, I got a long memory. You know, old people remember everything.
I have heard that before, Ratma. But yeah, I want to go out there. Maybe I could get some of that the ale that no one orders that's been in the basement for, like, way too long and bring out there. It's still good, but...
Yeah, sure, whatever. I don't fucking care what you do.
But I... Celine seems to be on edge.
Celine's up in her room, by the way. She, like, immediately just went up to her room when they got back and closed the door.
I haven't quite got more of her vibe, but she is pretty good at lying to herself, because Barry was quite insistent that he was a cleric of Regnir, not Rhea. I tried to be like, oh... That must be what they just call Rhea out here to help out, but he's like, nope.
Yeah, and she didn't call him in or anything.
No, but I think it had a lot to do with him saving Screech and Rourke's life.
Interesting. So you're saying that this adept, she might actually not be a piece of garbage?
She might not. She might have this, or she's such a piece of garbage that it might help us.
I don't follow, but I trust you.
It's like a dirty adept, you know, you can bribe them, but they're still really bad.
I see.
Anyways, I'm going to see if anyone has anything to say about the goings-on, everything new is weird. But it's to you, normal work. And then I grab a big-ass thing of cheese and walk out the back door.
Can I just interject to say that I feel like Ratmo definitely believes in conspiracy theories.
Yeah. So where are you headed?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm just working.
Oh, okay.
Having my work cheese.
I would say Celine is, like, up in her room pacing right now. Because, number one, she's just in a bad mood because Chuck was mean to her last night.
I was. I am sorry, but I'm not going to apologize.
When she expressed concern about sleeping on the ground, her poor little back. But she also now has remembered that she's got to figure out this mind situation ASAP or her boss is gonna be so mad at her. So I'm like pacing and
don't
like,
you have to do a murder?
Yes. You are required to murder that guy. Like real quick.
Just do it. Just kill him. Just walk in and shoot him with your magic.
Which guy did you have to kill?
I need to kill Decacog, right?
Yeah.
Shit. Go back to the forest, grab the goblins, put them in a sack.
I should have done that, goddammit.
All their skin is gone for some reason.
Selena's covered in blood.
Why is Screech's blood here, too? He thought he was trading.
So Selena's pacing because she knows that what she needs to do. But, like, she doesn't want to do it in the daylight, obviously. So I guess her plan is going to be to, like, sneak out tonight and do away with old Decacog.
And snuff him?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, Selene has like 17 quests at this point.
I have a lot. And that's unfortunate because...
Michael, I have a lot of quests. Chilling, being cool, drinking beer, fucking. How are you going to do it though, Jennifer? I'm as a listener, I'm all in.
Because you also are required to check out the White Spire.
I have a lot of...
You have to do that too?
Yeah, I have a lot of quests right now. And I also...
You need to create your own separate party for... Like a sub-party for all this shit.
Yeah, I gotta find some people, some minions for myself. Because I'm too scared to do that. This is a lot of responsibility that has gotten thrown on Selene for being pretty fresh in her career.
Now, Michael, what would happen if she just didn't do it?
Her boss did threaten that he was already sending more adepts to town.
Yeah, so I kind of need to have it wrapped up before they get here.
Jennifer, don't make my life worse. Me being Chuck.
I was like, listen, I'm doing my best every day.
I love you.
So he's just in his weird little friggin' wagon thing, right? That's like where he lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I think my plan is just in the night, in the middle of the night, to go, like, creep in there and just...
All right.
And, like, yeah.
Are you good at being stealthy?
I'm decent. I'm not gonna creep. So I guess I shouldn't do it exactly at night.
When did you say you're doing this?
Tonight. In the night.
So you're gonna do murder while the spirit of vengeance.
I guess I need to go I guess that considering my skills and who I am, I should just go see him.
Mm-hmm.
And do it that way.
I have no idea why you need to kill him, because that has not been in the recap yet. But I'm excited to find out if this is a good murder or a bad murder. Are you evil?
Yeah.
I work for the man right now.
The government's bad.
Silencing a journalist. NBD.
Yeah, he's gonna cause problems. He's gonna make us look bad.
Needs the mini.
Exactly. But I don't want to do it in the daytime. And because he's got, like, people with him. Or at least one other dude, right?
Yeah, and weird metal arms. So I forget those.
Mm-hmm.
So you are going to do a murder tonight.
I'm gonna do a murder tonight. I'm gonna go knock on the door of the wagon, like, right on the edge of when it...
Oh, right. You were gonna talk to him first.
I'm gonna go talk to him.
Okay, so you're gonna go talk to him. You're not gonna worry about the knockers today in the mine, and you're not gonna...
Michael, there's so many things I gotta deal with.
Okay.
The knockers are all of us, vaguely.
Okay.
You're talking to him in the daytime, or you're talking to him at night?
I'm gonna go to the wagon and knock on the door of the wagon, like,
when?
Right...
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
Oh, sorry.
Where are you talking to Rachel? I mean, Decacock.
I'm going to knock on the door right on the edge of, like, when it is socially acceptable. It's like, it's kind of late, but it's not, like, crazy late, but I'm, like, kind of annoyed that you knocked on my door. So,
like, after dinner?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, after dinner. Like, let's say, like, a 9:45 to 10 p.m. Okay.
That's dark.
Michael, what time of year is this? What is it, the equinox?
It is fall. It is fall, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely dark. It's dark. But, like, of course he's going to, like, open the door to an adept. Like, I'm just coming to talk. But that's my plan. So after dinner, when it's like nightcap time.
I can't just like insert myself into this situation, but I could like, you know, we can all agree that I'm out. I'm on the prowl because it's night. I'm on patrol. So if I roll an investigation to see if maybe I know that this is happening and I can be on a rooftop nearby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I like that. What is Rourke doing anything on this day? Doing a little self-care after dying?
I guess. Yeah, probably just working with Ratma, hanging out down in the tavern, chatting with folk, seeing if there's any interesting goings on.
Doing some bee poetry?
Yes.
Yes.
Giving a few minutes.
And Chuck's just working, right?
Just working the room, baby.
All right, well, Ratma announces a special post-lunch session of beat poetry.
I said give me a couple minutes, Michael.
And we're going to have lunch next week.
Michael, I rolled a 17, so don't forget.
Okay. Boy, I think something's afoot in this town on this evening.
Why?
He rolled a 17.
Wow.
I'm assuming Chuck is just working, right? Like you said you were working.
I'm just working. Yeah.
He's just being a guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to get information and tips.
All right. Sick.
Hey, everybody. Every single week we give away dice from Die Hard Dice. That's right. DieHardDice.com. You can go to DieHardDice.com. And the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark at the end for 15% off. And if you do that, not only do you get 15% off, we get a little kissy. And if you come to our Twitch streams every single Tuesday at 8:45 p.m. EST and only Tuesday, you're able to win some beautiful dice.
Friday night.
I'm thinking that we just
congratulations to the Holy Imp. You have won the Die Hard Dice. You're going to get a little code in your little profile. What? Message zone?
Whispers?
And you can use that to get $50 off your next Die Hard Dice order. Obviously, use frickin' dragons with an exclamation point. If there's a comment section, say, we sent ya, and yeah. You love us, and you love them.
More than anything. More than anything.
More than anything. And you would do crimes for us, and you're like...
You are legally giving us your power of attorney.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you're like a Joker's army for us.
Okay.
Ow, I punched the desk.
Well, thank you so much, Die Hard. We really appreciate you. Hey, do you want to get in touch with us? We're on the internet, on social media, at Geekly Inc. Like Twitter, or at Greetings Adventurers on Instagram, or at D&D Podcast on Twitter. Just jumping back and forth. I'm personally at Thrifty Nerd on Twitter, and you can find my Patreon for my crafting stuff at thriftynerd.com. No, that's not true. It's patreon.com/thriftycrafts.
You can find me, Tim Lanning, on Twitter at Tim Lanning and on Instagram at Tim Lanning. And also check out my Naruto podcast, Naruto Revuto. We just released our episode of the best episode of Naruto ever, and one of the best episodes of, like, I don't know, shows I've seen. So check it out!
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek, and you should also listen to my podcast, The Internet.
Whoa.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard. You can find me on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. You can find me on OnlyFans. Someone said that they thought that that was a joke. It's really not a joke. I have a free page and another page. It's all in my links. I have just a kissy of a favor to ask. You know, it's silly, but if you're there, throw a like, because social media likes to shadow ban my account because it is sensitive material. So I don't.
Because you post feet, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I post feeties.
Cause they're a freaking hater.
Yeah.
Yeah. So true. So yeah, if you see it, touch that little, touch your screen. That's all it is. Thanks.
Bogman, you're up.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman. You can also find me, at Game Crimes Pod and streaming at Game Crimes at 10 p.m. Tuesday nights. We play games and do crimes. Like one game every night, one crime every night. Yeah. And it's not always white collar crime. Sometimes it is. We did a lot of embezzlement last week.
Have you guys ever laundered money? Mine's really stinky and I'm trying to figure out how to make it smell good.
We were playing, one time my friend and I were playing Guild Wars 2 and like, it wouldn't like, I forget what name we tried to use, but it was like, you can't use any name that contains a crime. Like that was in their rules. And so we did like all white collar crime names. like Martin Money Laundering and like.
I love money. Marty, did that work?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Those crimes don't count.
I mean, just like in society.
Well, golly. Thank you all so much for joining us. We will see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey. We'll be right back.
Oh, the stream was tonight because we will not have a stream next week.
Yes.
No stream scheduling next week.
It's Borfucko's birthday.
Yep. Can you believe it's been a year?
Baby Borf is 1 year old.
That's insane. I cannot believe it's been a year. Wild. That's wild.
No, it hasn't.
Honestly, it feels like she should be older, but I think like that's just Amelia.
Only 17 to 20 to go, buddy.
17 to 20 kids?
Years?
Years.
Are you just the Duggars?
Yeah, yeah. No.
Shit, fuck, piss!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.